Okay, the motion is to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. It's passed, and the timekeeper, it's 2019. All right.
Okay.
What I have is Mario finish up, and then after let me say what we've got here. After Mario, I have Michael White, Green Roberts. Sagerton hasn't been on before. You're in there, so Sagerton, Roberts, and Heerwagon. Okay, Mario, go ahead. Mario?
You're probably on mute.
Mario?
Yes, there you go.
Go ahead.
Okay. Somebody's texting me at the same time here. I don't know. Okay. Sorry about that. I'll just reiterate. Thanks for your patience. Well, quick question to the chair. Even though this is my first meeting back, I got to do another two. Can I still make a motion as a non-voting? Just for my own information. Okay. This meeting should not end until this thing is rectified, and it's an easy rectification. It's just get the list from 516 of all the monies that come in, what hour, what day, and give it to the finance and to the LSB, and then we'll figure it out from there if they're overburdened with work. It'll give a little extra work for us, but all you have to do is go back the archives, look at the list, the date, and you find out what day, what show, what hour, and that's how much they made according to 516. Then if there's any other monies that come directly to the station, that would be on a separate report that Berto would provide us, which shouldn't be much. Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, answer.
Yes, I'd like to nip this in the bud, because there's a lot of nonsense. Mario has, with all due respect, Mario, you have no freaking idea what you're talking about. 516 doesn't have a clue what goes on. All they do is take a phone call, they go in a very limited way on Volusion, they search for a premium, it pops up, and then they click on member donation, and they type Mario, $20, credit card, done. So you have no idea what you're talking about.
And so then I have an idea what I'm talking about. What are we paying them for then? If they can't tell you per hour what you made, go get somebody else. It's enough with them then. Go find somebody else and pay somebody else.
All right. All right, folks,
before we get into yelling at each other, that's Mario's suggestion. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So go find someone else who will give you a breakdown.
All right. You've made your suggestion. Let's go on to the next person who has something for the general manager, which is Michael White.
I'm not finished.
Yeah,
you're not
Berthold.
Done. Wait, hold on. Berthold, what do you... Okay, you've already said no to this, so
I don't think
you want to step into this more, do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, then I guess you're going to take the time.
Yes. First of all, everyone talks about, well, we know you're busy, but... But is a lot of BS. If I'm busy, there's no but. I'm busy, I got too much stuff to do, okay? NGRAC asked you to, if we can have like five interns working on detailing, trying to figure out how to make this as precise as possible. And even you, Awful, and I'm not pointing this out to you to point at you, but I'm saying even you remember, you used to call and say, listen, you did not record properly all the donations I received, you know, because your show is at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday morning, and not everybody, we don't have all the time to go and find out specifically all the details and the donation within that time period. That just doesn't work. We just don't have that. period. You know that I know you're busy, but it's BS. You know, Mario has no idea what the call center does. You know, and that exactly represents, like, a lot of people are talking about stuff they don't know much about. And Mario, I'm not beating up on you on this one. I'm talking about in general, people talking about stuff that they don't have any idea what it is that they're talking about. It's a lot of work.
All right, Bertold, at this point, we're running out of time and you're ranting. We got it. I think we got your message, okay?
A lot of y'all talk a lot of nonsense about stuff, and you have no idea how much work is being put. And then I want to talk because, you know, you brought that up as a committee. And then it's also being brought by Meredith on the LSB. She has no idea what's happening. I want to talk. Now, the Volution as a report, that shows you how much money is pledged for the day and how much money is paid for the day. I just send that to you all as a PDF, and I also send it to you as an Excel spreadsheet that I created to keep track of that. That's easy. You just run the report 2 seconds. But that does not give you any details on anything. You know, the system is not set up like that. The spreadsheet that we used to keep and send to the staff, you know, that spreadsheet is, I can send you one right now. It's blank. It has nothing in it. It has not been recorded. There's nobody updating it. The only way we keep that spreadsheet is to keep track of shows coming in on an hourly basis to make sure that, you know, we give instruction to the board app on what to do to make sure everything goes smoothly and then there are no miscommunications. Nobody's updating it because it would take another hour to update it. Or 2 hours to update a few hours of donation.
A point of information. Here, Wagon and myself asked this question, and it was all of about maybe 3 minutes, and it took him 15 minutes or maybe 20. It's a lot of cork and dagger, if you ask me. If it was that simple, why is he so defensive?
Point of order, Mr.
Chair.
Can
we all just calm down a minute?
All
what
right, thank you very much.
Is rule that, okay, Mario, you've asked your question. Bertold, You're venting at this point. Enough of that. We have other people on a stack who are here to ask questions. I'm going to go on to the stack. The next person I have on the stack is Michael D.D. White. Go ahead.
Thank you, R. Paul. I appreciate your keeping order here. Listen, I'm hearing that you know, Bertold it was describing how the 52-week schedule creates a lot of work and a lot of burden on Linda and Bertold, and I understand that because, you know, it's instead of doing the marathon and being in marathon mode and then doing programming and going back and forth, you're doing programming and constantly having to keep up with the 52-week schedule, and I hear that it's extra work, but it was also supposed to be less work potentially for you, because it was supposed to free up producers and give them time and an anticipated date where they could work forward to doing their own fundraising. And to the extent that that's not happening, and I realize that not all producers are up to you know, knowing pitching and figuring out pitches and everything, but to the extent that that's not happening, all of those 52-week slots can also be used by other people coming from the outside. And when I hear you, Bertold, saying that you and Linda are running on fumes, my question is, isn't there an opportunity here? Doesn't it make sense to start broadening the universe that we bring in and get some people coming in, more people coming in from the outside? And that can be people who used to have shows on the air and, you know, don't want to do it anymore but could still like to contribute. But it could be people who could be premiering potentially new shows and stuff like that. Can we help you by reaching out and advertising that this is an opportunity to bring in a broader community of people to build up something bigger for WBAI?
Okay, so that's a big question, loaded question. Let me see if I can answer that very quickly. The idea of this 52-week schedule is to be more organized and so that everyone can know what's going on. That was one of the major issues that, you know, producers had with programming and even I had. You know, it was too many changes, too many moves, the last minute. So we created the 52-week schedule. Everyone knows where they stand. Of course, there's flexibility. If the producers go on vacation, they can switch one week to another, or if they have something really special going on. If they have something really special going on, they can, we will give it to them, you know, if they're interviewing, you know, I don't know, you know, somebody important, we will let them go and do their show. But the heart of the 52 weeks is so that we can go back towards, you know, a show is preempted every 4 weeks, but we would rather you do a fundraising show yourself than being preempted so that we can put someone else like Kristen Blasio or Gary Lord making the money. So that's where we want to slowly or quickly go towards as opposed to you just being preempted. You know, producers are asked if they can, if they want, and if they can, to do their show themselves, to the fundraising show as opposed to being preempted.
Okay. Time has been called again.
Yes, this is Maya A. Hawkins. Let me get on the stack, please.
Right now, time has been called. So, does anybody want to extend again? If not, we can move on.
Move to extend 10 minutes.
Is that realistic?
I'm sorry, did somebody mumble something relevant?
All right, so there's a motion to extend the time for this item by another 10 minutes. Is there any objection?
I object. Let's extend just for 5 minutes. This is, you know, we're going on and on here.
Hold on.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, so the motion, there's an amendment to make it 5 minutes.
Point of information.
All right. Okay, there was somebody wanted something here?
Point of information.
Yes?
How many people remain on the stack?
3.
Does that include Matt?
No.
So 4. So what the heck are we talking about? 5 minutes. Why are we wasting time?
Okay. We are not wasting time. We're doing this democratically, so we either extend or don't extend, and everybody knows what's going on. If we can continue. Okay, there's a motion to extend the time by 5 minutes and an amendment to make it 5 minutes. Is there any? All right, here's the deal. We're going to take this as filling in a blank, all right? And so we're going to, it's 10 minutes and 5 minutes. So what we'll do is first we'll vote on 10 minutes, then we'll vote on, and if 10 minutes gets a majority, we go for, the motion will be for 10 minutes. If it doesn't get a majority, we get a vote on 5 minutes. And if 5 minutes gets a majority, that's what the motion becomes. And if neither one gets a majority, then we have to ask what number do we want to plug into the blank. So, let's see. So I obviously there's objection to 10 minutes. So we got to do a hold on a second. I got to bring up something. 1 second. I got to use 2 hands. Okay, so we brought it up, and here we are. So we're going to vote on 10 minutes first. Now, I'll explain that this is filling in a blank, so if 10 minutes gets a majority vote, then the motion is 10 minutes. And yes, this is going to eat up more time than it would have taken to do the 10 minutes, but that's life. All right, so please answer up when you hear your name if you want 10 minutes. Jack DePalma.
No.
William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Noel Jameson. Welcome back. Pat Logan. Welcome back. R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Matt Mazza. Welcome back. Carolyn McIntyre.
Abstain.
Berthold Reimers.
Yes.
Doreen Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
No.
Going back. Noel Jameson. Noel, we don't hear you, so we're having a vote. All right. Pat Logan.
Here. Sorry.
Oh, Noel, go ahead. How do you vote?
Yes.
Pat Logan. Pat, are you here? We don't hear you. Moving along. Matt Mazza. Matt, we don't hear you. And that's that. Okay. 6-4, 1 against 3 abstentions. So the 10 minutes gets it. Now we're actually voting on the motion to extend for 10 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that is passed without objection. And, Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 2036. Okay. So, let me see here. Who's on this? And James Sagerton is next.
Thank you, Chair. There's a tension, Berthold, between people who don't like the so-called infomercial aspect of our premiums, and I'm among those who don't like that. And yet, on the other hand, we don't get enough other premiums to change that. We heard Christine Blasdale was bringing in 26,000. Gary Noel was bringing in something less than that. And I think Mimi was bringing in 5,000 for the month. And then, you know, other smaller amounts that weren't mentioned. So what can we do? I know you've been asking, but what can we do to encourage the producers to bring in more premiums that are appropriate to their own audiences with content that would appeal to their own audiences? And how does that balance against there's no promotion for the show, so producers feel that they have not enough listeners because they're not being promoted. And where does it come in that we have days in February, several days in February, I think there were at least five, where we were bringing in less than $1,000, and I think there was at least one day in there where we were only bringing in less than $100. That seems like something, I don't know if there was no premium on those days or what kind of decisions were being made to create that? If you could enlighten us, you know, without going into any personnel items or anything of that sort.
Well, these are very difficult questions, and I'm going to be very candid. When I complain, and I'm accused of being anti-producers,
when I lay back, I'm accused of not being firm enough as a manager. Difficult situation. In the past, there used to be a whole fund drive and premium department that had people with experience who sat together as a team, paid people for like 2 months preparing for a fund drive and teaching people how to pitch, and also going and sitting with different producers, reaching out to different producers, and the fund drive department reaching out to different producers to discuss premium with them and setting up premium and helping them pitch, or sitting on their show and helping them pitch. Now, you know, we had all that set up. I can send a whole list of preparations for how to set up to create a premium. Every show, every guest you have is a premium. You know, you the premium pitching techniques. Now I'm having Kristen Blasdale calling regularly to do some seminars to tell the producers about the techniques of pitching and creating premium and how do you pitch. In 5 minutes, you do this, 10 minutes, you do that, and you add that on top of it and all that stuff. However, not having a steady group of people focused on that and, you know, and being on the producers and being on management and being on the ball to do that makes it very difficult. It's not a matter of producers or managers or whatever it is that we all have different interests. I'm running the finances, I'm doing the premiums. Linda is focusing on the sound at the station, really calling Reggie and Michael and all board up like every 10 minutes, double checking, doing this and that, calling producers for programming. Producers have their own lives. Some of them have not really been trained, and you know, like they might go to one or two seminars, but if they don't have somebody to actually be on them and also maybe like team up with them to get this thing done, it is very difficult to do. So, you know, without coming up with any excuse, it's an issue of money first, because, you know, you should have a paid person coordinating this and also training and following up on this. You know, but at the end of the day, it's the responsibility of the program director, and hence, by caveat, my responsibility to follow up on these people on a regular basis. So it's a very difficult situation. It's a very difficult concept. We'll see how that Kristen Blasdale training session works. You know, I know that a lot of those producers of, you know, people are very defensive and make stupid comments that I've heard of. Even people who have no idea how to make money and never make any money, they criticize the effort to even try to have this initiative. So I know in a way this might sound like a totally BS answer, but that's the best I can honestly come up with without pointing the fingers to producers, to the program director, to me, or to anybody else. It's a complicated problem, but it, you know, complication is all about money. I mean, two people, you know, like Tony Bates, for example, used to have an assistant that used to be focusing and on totally and completely on him, following up, reaching out to different vendors, house, random house, getting premium, negotiating price, sending letters, following up, getting free copies of stuff, you know, and then playing those things, trading clips and making them available to producers, and still sometimes producers didn't do much with it. Then they would follow up and call the producer in and says, listen, I think this is good for you, or that one. Producer says, I don't want this. This might fit like you, Hamilton. Let's try it. And, you know, and on and on. Because we're paid people that did.
Okay.
All right. The next person is Serene Roberts.
A point of information.
Yes.
How much time is left?
Mr. Timekeeper?
Let's see. I would say about another 5 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to trade places with Ma'at, but I would also recommend that the GM limit his response, knowing that we're only working with 5 minutes. Thanks.
Yes.
Well, hold on. Hold on a second here. The next person is Sheerwagon.
Why can't I switch places with Ma'at if I choose to do so?
Because yielding time is not allowed. Okay, so here, Wagon.
Hello, William here. I don't understand that, well, that logic, but...
Robert's Rules of Order.
Chapter and verse, huh? Okay, I'm not going to ask for that. I think that the earlier subject of getting the call center to give information is just, that's only part of the story. There's also the website that people can get premiums on. And then we'd also have to decide, well, okay, so those are the two main parts. Do we want to include some portion or all of the buddy's money that comes in? And just what do we do with if people are still mailing checks into the office, and we don't know for what show. So there's lots of stuff there. I think that if what Bertolt said, something like the allegiance that he's now taking training on will make it easier to get these kind of reports, I say let's drop this now and see if allegiance does get us better information easily. Thank you.
Quick response,
please. Yes.
Thank you for pointing that out and paying attention. Yes, Allegiant will do that, and that was one of the main reasons why we're switching, because they could have kept doing Evolution. Allegiant was able to give me a BI buddy, how many buddies we have, report in less than 2 minutes. It would take me like over an hour to run the queries. Allegiant will be able to run that and merge it with the BI buddies, the PayPal, with all the favorite shows and everything else, and then give it to you by shows or by whatever. So that is definitely what something that I'm looking forward to, because it will help us also figure out, you know, where to focus.
Okay.
All right. The next person is Mott.
Yes, Nita, beloved.
Ms. Hawkins, yes.
How much time do I have?
2 minutes. About 2 minutes.
Okay, this is a complex situation, and I'd like to kind of start out with a solution. I'm so glad to hear Serene, and I'd like to say, because it involves a situation that's been mentioned several times on CAB meetings, and it involves an egregious violation of the bylaws where, speaking of the producers and pitchers, a type of social services organization is being promoted. And more recently we heard, oh, this is confidential and anonymous, emphasized, but a toll-free number doesn't make people confidential and anonymous, and that's a fraud right there. And the matter is connected to a fraud. So the reason why I say that maybe connecting with Serene around partnering with a lot of intimidation, threats, and harassment. Berto, on several instances, has been apprised of this. Serene knows a little bit about it, and I used to work with her before engaging an attorney the California AG, SEC under Biden chairman, et cetera, et cetera. Pat Logan has brought this up around promoting. If you knew the specifics of it, it's so outrageous, and a book is going to come out, so it's also about reputation of WBAI. But before going to Pacifica, your PPP is precious, but you have to resolve, and it's not happening in a vacuum. You know, when somebody says, oh, I made a big mistake, but that was ancient history, but there is no statute of limitations for civil charges of fraud. So if Serene is, I was so pleased to hear her voice on, she called into, I think, a CAB meeting. So, and a number of people know. Because several years ago at the CAB meeting, I tried to have some bridge to Bertho and management. But it's going to be beyond embarrassing.
Time.
Okay, time has been called. All right, and we've exhausted. Yeah, we've gotten to everybody who was going to speak. Can we go on to the next agenda item, possibly? All right, if nobody makes a motion to extend some more, we're going on to the next item.
Well, can
hearing
I get some response as
hearing,
to connecting to
getting okay,
the
no, time
mail.
Is up. I'm sorry, time is up. And if there's nobody makes a motion to extend, we're going to the next item. Okay, next item is set next meeting date. All right. Let's see here. This is, let me get on to it here. This is the 17th, and my father would have been 98 years old today. He didn't make it. Let's see, we could look at March 17th or 24th, if we want to go forward to Wednesdays again. Bertold, Wednesdays are still your day, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're looking at the 17th or 24th of March. I'll point out the 17th is a week after the next LSB meeting. The 24th would be the day after a National Finance Committee meeting. So anybody want to make a proposal for what day to set the next meeting date for?
I propose the 24th.
Who was that?
Serene.
Okay, yes?
I propose the third.
No.
The 3rd of March?
The 3rd of March. We are not doing well.
2 weeks.
The PPP will take us through March. I think we need to have a better plan than the 52-week plan that is not working.
So you want to make it March 3rd?
Well, yes, because the LSB meets on the 10th, right?
It does.
Yes, I think the committee should meet again before the LSB does.
Okay. I'm going to speak against this and suggest something else. We have always had a problem with people rushing us into meeting 2 weeks after another meeting. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked in, oh God, more than a decade, and it just doesn't work. People don't show up for it, and it causes a problem, because then we don't have the meeting, and it takes a while. We have to poll the committee. So why don't I make I'm going to make an amendment. And amendment's going to be 17th, March 17th. So that's my amendment, is that we meet next on March 17th, which is a holiday for some people. I don't know. But there it is. So I move we meet on March 17th. All right. Any debate on all this?
Serene.
Go ahead.
Okay. We owe the archives $210,000, according to this accounts payable that Berthold sent out. And we owe the National Office $500,000. I think, and we owe pension money. You know, we need to make a different plan going forward with regard to the money that's coming in. We can't keep meeting and hearing, well, you know, this isn't working. We're getting $1,000. We need $3,500. I mean, there has to be a deeper discussion. Have the producers been consulted about which system they think actually works better for them? I mean, they're the people who bring in the money. Who's talking to them? Who's listening to them? So I would like this committee to meet with a focus on fundraising. You know, where is the money going to come from? And I don't think we should wait another month to do that, because at that time we'll be looking at two more weeks left of PPP money. Yeah, I think we would have looked at our last payroll. I think what's the last one? The 31st, maybe? I don't know. But I don't think we should wait until we're again out of money to decide what we want to recommend to the LSB about how to get some money.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, I heard somebody. Somebody else on there who had something to say.
This is my ad here. In fact, let me also connect this to what would have been an endowment from someone who is an inventor. This one of the parties connected. So we must have a way to resolve issues, especially when it deals with fraud. And it's not happening in a vacuum. I mean, you know, FCC, Rush Limbaugh just died. And I hate to say anything bad about the dead, but there's so much ahead of us. This is fascism.
Do we please just discuss? Could we discuss meeting dates, please?
Yeah. But Serene's point is so key in terms of waiting position.
Okay.
All right. Let me also point out that if we think that first of all, this is the Finance Committee, not the Fundraising Committee. And second of all, if we think that we're going to meet in 2 weeks and come up with a great plan that's going to save the whole radio station, that's delusional. I mean, that's just not going to happen, besides which we may not even get a quorum. All right. Anybody else have anything else?
Is the meeting closing?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're debating. We have a motion to meet on the 3rd, and there's an amendment to make the meeting on the 17th of March.
I like St. Patty's.
Is there any more? Anybody have anything more to say on either the main motion or the amendment?
Okay. Sure, this is Dan, the request for information.
Yes, go ahead.
What was the main motion? I thought that there was a suggestion that we meet on the 17th, and then there was an amendment to meet on the 3rd.
Just the opposite. The main motion is that we meet on the 3rd. So the amendment that's on the floor right now is that we meet on the 17th.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anything further on this? All right. The amendment is to make it meet next on March 17th. Is there any objection to that amendment?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to a vote. And get in here. Okay, this is an amendment to make the main motion read that we meet next on March 17th. Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
I say yes.
William Heerwagon. William Heerwagon? I'll come back. Noel Jameson. Noel, we don't hear you. Come back. Pat Logan.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Matt Mazza.
Yes. Hear me?
I hear you. Carolyn McIntyre.
Yes.
Bertold Reimers.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
No to the 17th.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
Yes.
Going back to people. Okay, William Heerwagon.
Yeah, William here. No.
No, that's a no from Heerwagon? Okay, we can barely hear you. Noel Jameson. Noel Jameson? Are you there? I do not hear you, Noel. If you're on mute, unmute.
Hello?
Yeah, Noel, there you go.
Yes.
You're voting yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and I think that's everybody. 8-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions. So the amendment passes. 1 second. Okay, now becomes the main motion now becomes that we meet next on March 17th. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we meet next on March 17th. The next agenda item is new business. Is there any new business?
No.
My new business is find out why scrolling has just gone completely insane on my machine. All right. Anybody have any new business?
Yeah, Apple.
Yeah? Yes, Bertold.
Yeah. I sent you 2 more reports that I ran from Memphis Collusion. As per this erratic conversation that was happening before. If you can forward it to the group, these are the reports that are available.
Bertold, could I ask why you don't just send it to the group in the first place?
I didn't think this was needed to begin with. For a second, I was busy working from 9 to 5, being trained.
Uh-huh. Could you possibly send it now so everybody gets it all at once and it doesn't have to be funneled?
Yeah, I sent it. You sent it
to the whole group. Okay, that's good.
No, I sent it to I don't know if I'm set up so that the group receive my attachment.
Yeah, you are, but okay.
Let me try.
All right, so you sent it to me, I'll send it on to the group.
Yeah, it's in Volusion. It's a PDF download of daily revenue for February.
Okay, thank you.
Just a factual. And that will never match with what we have because we start from 5 a.m. to 4 a.m. the next day. And Volusion looks at, a day, like midnight 01 to whatever. And so, you know.
Look. All right, I'll pass it on when I get it. Something coming in now, so when I get it, I will pass it on. Is there any further new business?
No.
Hearing none, is there any objection to adjourning this meeting?
Point of information. I was on mute before. This is my app. Point of information. How do I... this is my first meeting of the three, but in terms of getting the emails and the email information, what would be the process of that?
When you become a member of the meeting?
Okay, you can... since you've been at a meeting, you can write to me, unless you want to give us your email address right now.
Yes, let me do that.
Okay, go ahead.
It's revealtruth, R-E-V-E-A-L, truth, T-R-U-T-H, 21 as a number for the current century, revealtruth21@gmail.com, and that's under my pseudonym.
So that's revealtruth21@email.com.
Gmail.
All right. I'll send you an invitation.
And keep private. Harassment when you speak up for the truth these days.
All right, I'll send you an invitation.
And that will also include Serene's email, and I'd like to work with her.
I'm sending you somebody else's email.
Hello?
I'll send you an invitation.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question. This is Mario.
Mario,
thank you.
Email? Because a point of information around Serene's email.
If you have a point of information about her actual personal email, you got to ask her, because I ain't going to answer it.
Okay, how would I? Serene, can I get your email? Or can you email me? Can you hear me?
Well, I tell you what. Right now, we've got other people want to do business of the committee. Mario, what is it?
Thank you. I have a question of the chair, and then I have a statement or suggestion. I'll say them both and then listen. The chair question is, the collective bargaining that seems to be happening at the station, is this going to cause any financial liability or responsibility by the station? And the suggestion to Berthold is, okay, well, I'd like the chair to maybe go in a little depth about that. If someone, you know, a suggestion to the general manager, if somebody makes a really strong statement that's not true, the general manager should come on air and correct it afterwards. That would be a good suggestion. And also post it on the website. Post it on the website.
Okay, we're getting into
Okay, it was just a suggestion. All right, go ahead. The liability of the...
Liability, yes, of course.
For finance.
Of course. Negotiating with the union, it involves people's paychecks and stuff like that. So, of course, it will have some legal financial liability with the station. Does anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Motion to adjourn is on the floor. Is there any objection to adjourning?
I object.
Somebody objected? All right. We're going to vote. All right, we have a motion to adjourn. And who just made that motion?
Jack DeBalma made the motion to adjourn.
Okay. All right, so there's a motion on the floor to adjourn, and we're going to vote on it right now. And second. Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. The motion is to adjourn. Jack DePalma.
Adjourn.
William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Noel Jameson.
Adjourn.
Or just say yes, no, or abstain. That's the best thing. Pat Logan.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Matt Mazza.
Yes.
Carolyn McIntyre.
Yes.
Berthold Reimers.
No.
Serene Roberts. Serene Roberts. Don't hear you. I'll come back. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern. Jeffrey Stern. We don't hear you. I'll come back. Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
Yes.
Okay, going back up. Let's see. Serene Roberts. The motion is to adjourn. I don't hear you. Okay, not voting. Jeffrey Stern. Jeffrey Stern, are you voting? We don't hear you. Okay, I don't hear him either. So, the vote is 8-4, 1 against, 1 abstention. Motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you all, and good night.
What a personal greeting.